Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, what the fuck is good? PSA Radio, you already know what the fuck it is. Coming off a big weekend at Battle Rat. This is Timbo, man. I'm here joined with my brother, partner in crime, as always, Dre 3000. What's good, man?
Man, y'all already know what the fuck it is. The PSA boys now is cracking.
Man, Blackout Weekend, it's over. It's in the
yes,
book.
Sir.
Finale, grade of 1 to 10, Dre. I think we should talk about it right now.
Yeah, of course.
We should give our thoughts on the maybe a little rundown for the people of Blackout 5 that happened this weekend in Toronto. What'd you think, man?
I would say this: I didn't catch all of day one, Timbo, but I damn sure caught all of yesterday's festivities. And from what I'm seeing, people who watch both events, day one and day two. It seems like the day two niggas got busy compared to cats on day one. You know what I mean? I told you earlier, I did like Mad Child. Am I understanding the name right, Timbo?
Yes,
and Daylight. I thought that was a dope ass battle. The best battle for me that I personally like, and when niggas see it on cam, I think they feel the same way, is Khan and Dumbfounded. You know what I mean? I thought that battle was kind of dumb. I thought they got busy and shit. You know what I mean? Sharon and Pat Stay. Sharon, what happened, my dude? Like, and I don't even think Pat was all that crazy. I just was expecting Sharon to spaz on him. To me, both of them wasted too many time on personals and shit. But Sharon, my dude, at least Pat had shit that I can remember. And his third round was kind of hard and shit. You know what I mean? Sharon, he had spots there. Don't get it fucked up, Timbo. He had spots there. It was like he shot 9 for 18 from the floor. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. He ain't really moving like that. And yo, shout out to Big T and Rome. That was a good battle, too. I can't front. I actually like that battle a lot. You know what I mean? But it was a good event. It was straight. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say no classics and shit. But I would say it was a good event, you know, especially for day two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because day one, Hitman and Shotty, I'll wait for the footage to come out on that one, but, you know.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. I saw everybody saying that day two was great. Like you said, Dumbfounded conceded, Daylight match out, Pat Stay Sharon. And I was reading some of the first day. And it was just, some of them just were underperformed, I think. First of all, you know, I love day two, but Chilla Jones versus Hunter Bullets.
Nah, B. Nah. Not feeling that, son. Straight
come
up and down,
man.
I wasn't feeling that.
Come on,
that's no shade of Chilla. That's no shade of Chilla, but I guess they looking like, who would you pair him up with? I think him and Ron would. I like Ron and Big T. I don't know, man.
I gotta watch that one. You said it was a goodie, though. I saw some of it. Yo, that Roan round was just hollow roasting all over again. It was like a deja vu for me.
Right.
I was like, oh, nah, man. This was
I'm not gonna front, though. Roan got that. But Big T was not bad, though. I gotta keep it funky, though, Timbo. Big T was not bad. Straight up. I can't front, son. Big T had his first round was dope. I even tweeted out, like, oh, shit, look at Big T coming to play. You know what I mean? Barone, to me, won that. But I was impressed by Big T. I can't say Big T was whack. His third round was kind of, but his first round was dope. His second round was all right. His third round was but he wasn't bad, though. You know what I mean? So, Big T, it's good to see you actually have some, you know what I'm saying? You came to the party to show out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
I didn't like the Tycoon Tax. I didn't like the Tycoon Tax and Quest McCody battle either. I wasn't feeling that shit. And I fucked with Quest McCody, but I wasn't feeling that.
I'm not going to lie, bro. I took an intermission on that battle. I can't even lie. But I think we should run down some of the big battles, though, that happened. Like you said, Roan and Big T, we talked about that. Hitman Holla versus Shotty Homer, Dre.
Hitman's my bro, man. You know what I mean? I fucks with Hitman. You know, Shotty gets busy too and shit. I like the press conference. They sold the fight before the shit. I like that. There was better battles than that. I'm going to leave it like that. It was better battles than me, the Hitman and Shotty. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If that was the main event for day one, I mean, Khan and Dumb had a better battle than that. For real.
Yep.
That ass. They and Manchild had a better battle than that. So I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know. The fighting on stage was kind of whack. You know what I mean? I know the homeboy jumped on the stage and the ruckus and I don't know. There's too much arguing about the time, too. There was a lot of discrepancy about the time limit. Just took away from the battle. Too much talking, man. It didn't give me a feel, Timbo. It had no feel to me. I'm going to be real. Mm-hmm. I got to watch it again, but when I'm watching it live and I'm sipping on some fucking yak, that shit ain't do nothing for me.
Yep.
I wasn't sitting there oh, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was nothing to go crazy or, like, brag about.
Nah.
You know, nothing too heavy.
Nah.
Man, I'm not going to lie. Like you said, Hitman is the bro. He is the bro of even this show, man. You know, he fucks
That's
with
my
heavy.
Guy,
he
man.
Fucks with heavy.
Me, man.
And I was expecting a little bit more, Dre. I can't bullshit. I'd be lying.
I know. You're absolutely right. I agree on that.
I was expecting
more.
The remix, too. The remix was a little shaky to me.
I wasn't
that
feeling that.
Round,
I'm going to keep it real. Tubbo.
I wasn't heavily feeling it. The thing is, we've seen what Hitman can do. You know, we
right.
know Hitman. So we've been, you know, I told this to you before, too. We've been lucky to be able to see what he's been able to do, so we expect that.
Right.
To a certain point, you know what I'm saying? We've been spoiled. There you go. We've been spoiled by it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I was expecting more from Hitman. Shoddy wasn't bad. Shoddy was not bad.
You know what it is, Simbo? You always expect that one round from Hitman, that one round where it's like the building is a fucking shaking, my nigga. I didn't get that.
I didn't get that either. I did not
you know
get
I mean?
That. And that's what we come to expect, at least one. At least one round.
Yeah.
But we came to expect that. What else? I know you wanted to speak on Daylight and Manchild.
Yo, that was a dope battle, my dude. Yo.
Yeah.
Manchild, my dude. I followed this cat on Twitter yesterday. Real talk, last night. You know what I mean? I was highly impressed. I can't lie, bro. I'd like to see him battle one more time. I'd like to see him battle again. I can't lie. I was highly impressed. Daylight came to bring bars, though. Don't get it fucked up. They came to bring rhymes and shit. You know what I mean? He was no slouch. They got busy. Mm. They got real busy. It was a good battle, man. I can't wait when y'all motherfuckers see this shit on cam. I thought it was a good battle, like a good battle. It was better than Shoddy Hard and Hitman to me. I'm just keeping it real.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think it was.
I agree.
So I'd like to see some battle
again. Totally. Yeah. You know what? And salute to Daylight for actually coming with bars. You know, a lot of people were saying, oh, my God, the stage is set for him to pull an antique and go crazy. Salute to Daylight for coming with bars. Salute to Manchild also because he was, you know, selling the fight, too. He had battled in Kansas out before, but he was doing it, and he actually took it seriously.
Yo,
this
son,
is an industry rapper
nice,
that took it seriously.
He's
is
nice.
Yep.
Yo, he had some shit where I had the jazz face, like, oh, shit, for real, son. Like, nah, for real, Tubbo. You know what I mean? Got to work on delivery a little bit, but the nigga can't sit there and say that. They watched that battle and was like, yo, this nigga's whack. I tweeted this out. Yo, my man is rapping here, B. He's rhyming.
Yeah.
So I was highly impressed with Daylight and a homie right there getting it in and shit. You know what I mean? No bullshit. And
I agree.
Sirius Jones, the head ice, didn't give me a feel either. It seemed like they needed head ice wanted to punch the fuck out of Sirius Jones. He wanted to rock him to sleep. Like, he was spazzing on him and shit. I know it's battle rap and niggas do it all the time, but you rarely see Ice that aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
He was in his grill, talking behind him and shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Crazy. Well, what was your take on that one? Was that like was that a little disappointing or did that kind of live up for you?
Disappointing.
Gotta
keep it real. Disappointing.
Yep. Damn.
I probably didn't have Ice 2-1. But I'll wait to come on cam again, but just to see it when I watch it on the stream, it's like, cause I'm sitting there watching this shit, Timbo, like examining this shit, and it's like, shit ain't really moving me, son. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how other people feel. I'm just, that's just me.
Who did you have,
you know
Trey?
So,
who did you have? Conceited? Dumbfounded? Talk about it. I know you like this one.
I'm going to keep it real. It's a debatable battle. It's debatable. But I would lean towards Dumb, though. I really would. I like the shit he was saying and shit. You know what I mean? It had like a grind time feel to it. It really did. It had that 09 grind time feel to it. I can't even hold you up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a good battle, man. I thought it was dope. I thought it was a dope battle. Can't lie. Can't wait to see that shit on Khan. Shout out to Khan for not bringing no fucking corny punchlines either. Khan came to rap and shit. But I would lean towards dumb. You know what I mean? Like, edge it to him. I'll edge him to battle.
Mm-hmm.
Khan had some shit, though. Don't get it fucked up. Khan had some shit. You know what I mean? But I would lean towards dumb a little bit, man. I was liking the shit he was saying. You know what I'm saying? He was saying some shit where I was like, wow. You know what I mean? So that's what I would lean towards.
So day two you felt was the best.
Yeah, day two. And from what other people saying on social media, you know what I'm saying? They kind of felt the same way. I felt that vibe. And I see people tweeting the same thing. Like, day two was better than day one and shit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I did like the hip-hop it was playing during the intermission, too. Shout out to King of the Dot. I did like the hip-hop. They was playing a lot of old-school hip-hop, a lot of Wu-Tang during intermissions and shit. You know what I mean? Even Wifey was like, damn, that's some, they playing some dope music there. So, you know what I mean?
Dre, I wanted to bring up this battle. It's not one of the best, but I needed to bring it up because I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Illmac versus DNA.
DNA got 30, my nigga. 3-0.
Did Illmac put up 30, huh?
Yeah, he put a 30 on. Straight up. DNA, I fucks with you, my dude. DNA is a cool dude. DNA came and chopped it up with us. DNA got to keep it real, my nigga. You lost 3-0. And Illmac said, nigga, you can't play with. Like out of all these, like a lot of these niggas, man, there's certain niggas you know you can't play with, fam. Illmac is one of them cats you can't play with. You can't go on the basketball court thinking this nigga's not going to play ball. He's coming to play ball. And he 3-0 DNA, man. He really did. Straight up. I can't lie to you, Timbo. 3-0.
What's next for DNA?
DNA, pardon me when I say this, man. It's the same shit, Timbo. You know, battle again and... Yo, he was getting trashed on social media, man. I'm sorry, DNA. Niggas was getting at you hard body karate, man. I was like, damn, son. I didn't even want to join the party. I was just falling back. I was just reading shit like, damn, yo. Niggas telling DNA to retire. Like, damn, my nigga. It's like that.
Is that a stretch? Is that too much? Is that too much, stretch?
Yeah, that's too much for me. I don't want DNA to retire, B. I don't want to retire. You know what I mean? But the fans speak, and fans, I don't know, man. They just, you know, I don't know, man. DNA is nice to me, son. He's nice. But I don't know, Timbo got 30.
30.
3-0.
Damn.
I really wasn't feeling DNA, man. I wasn't. And I fucks with DNA. I do. But I wasn't feeling them like that. I'm more of a fan of DNA than Illmac. But Illmac won that shit clearly. Right?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Clear. Clear.
Stephen A.
No
Smith's
debate.
Voice. Clearly. No debating.
No debate. No debating on that one.
No
Yo
debating
Mac
on that one.
On DNA, no question. All right. Last but not least, Pat Stay versus Sharon. Main event, title match, day two. Dre, talk about it.
Well, my G, you were right, man. Yo, Sharon, man. The fuck, my G? I don't know, man. I just wasn't feeling Sharon's material, man.
Me neither.
And they was going back and forth too much with the, this one's racist, this one's racist. Like, all right, you hear that the first time? All right, cool. Y'all was kind of ODing with it, both of y'all, to me. Pat won that shit, son. 2-1, I gave it to Pat Stay. I thought the best round was Pat's third round. I think I gave Pat the first, Sharon the second, and Pat definitely the third. Like, he definitely won the third round. There's no debate who won that third round. I mean, you know what I mean? And Sharon, you gotta understand, my nigga. Some people feel like Pat Stay's unbeatable on that stage. Like I even tweeted it out. I don't even think King of Dot Management wanted Sharon to win. I'm just gonna keep it real. That's how I feel. You know what I mean? And you didn't make it debatable or make an argument where people could be like, damn, son, you got jerked. You didn't get jerked, Sharon. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you're going on saying that.
Yeah.
I hope you're not. You can't. Sharon, I vouch for you, my dude. I told my bro Timbo, you're going to win that shit. And I got to keep it real. We're not going to always get it right. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It ain't me up there on the stage. I vouch for you, my nigga. But if you ain't going on the stage and holding it down, I got to get at you. And wasn't feeling Cerrone like that, man. He had spots there, Timbo, where he was all right, but wasn't moved. Wasn't moved,
nothing,
man.
You,
I know
you,
he was doing all
you
that
know,
shit about, look at me when I'm talking. All right, that was cool,
yeah.
But.
You know
Cerrone
what?
Too, man, Cerrone. Man.
You know what? A lot of people were upset, Dre. They felt that the battle was close enough to where Cerrone should have gotten it. They thought,
yes,
all right, it's a debatable battle.
Yo.
Give it to Cerrone because we need a new title. We need a new, you know, champion.
My dude, that is all facts.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like Pat was on his A game. And Pat, I fucks with you, my dude. But you made a comment saying that was your toughest battle. I totally disagree with that. And the only reason I disagree with that is because of what the shit Cerrone brought to the table. I felt you stood in front of Disaster. You stood in front of Arsenal, Ice, Hoff. I thought they had better material. I thought you won some of those battles. But
mm-hmm.
to me, those are tougher matches than what Cerrone did. And I, you know what, Timbo? I bet if you ask Pat Stay on a low, did you expect more from Cerrone? I guarantee you tell you, yeah. I guarantee he expected more from Cerrone. I don't know. Maybe I expected more from Cerrone and I'm reaching a little bit on myself, but I just expected to hear more bars where I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't really say, oh, shit, like that. Like, that third round, I'm like, damn, here you go, Pat Stalin on you and shit, my G. Like, Pat, that first round, Pat spazzing on you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's talking to this little man and shit, man. And I knew Pat was going to do that shit. And Cerrone, you got to know that. Pat going to try to bully you, my dude. Come on, man. He's going to swag on you. As soon as that man touched the stage, man, it's like, you know what it is. And you had to know that, bro. You even said it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're the underdog. And you were the underdog. In a way, you were, in a way, you weren't. Because there were some people like myself who felt you can get it in. I wasn't going to be shocked if you won. But I should have known you wasn't going to beat Pat Stay, son. I don't know, man.
Well, Pat Stay won.
I agree, though. The door was open for Cerrone to take it, though, son. Don't get it fucked up. It wasn't like Pat murdered him. I don't want nobody getting fucked up like Pat destroyed him. No. He didn't destroy him. You know what I mean? But I don't know, man. I thought he had better material against Shotgun Shug, against fucking Arsenal. You know what I mean? Yeah, I thought he had better material against those dudes. This is like, this to me, this was his biggest battle for Canada, and he ain't really repped the way I thought Cerrone was going to rep.
Yeah. Now, Dre, Arsenal versus Bishop Brigante. This was one that we had spoken about a little bit off air. Now, Arsenal.
Another one of the homies, man. I ain't doing this to my homies, man. Another one of my homies. Arsenal, man, you my dude. I fucks with you with all that disrespectful shit, my nigga. I fucks with that shit, man. But you lost. Stumbled, fumbled the rock in the end zone a couple times. Bishop Brigante, my nigga, I was impressed. I got to keep it real. I was highly impressed. He was spitting, my dude. Awesome, man. Listen, it's one thing to lose. It's the way you lost. You know what I mean? And I know, Oz, you get it in, my dude. But, nah, son, you lost that shit, Oz. I don't know if you were sleeping on Bishop Brigante. You thought that it was going to be a walk in the park. This is why you can't underestimate your opponent. Because if you didn't think Bishop Brigante, the last time, we haven't seen this man in years, Timbo. You think this man was going to take this shit serious, bro? You think he wasn't going to take this shit? He battled Arsenal. You don't think he was going to take this shit serious? Oh, you best believe he was taking that shit serious. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't know, Oz, man. And Oz ain't a nigga that be stumbling like that either, man. You know what I mean? He don't need to be doing that shit like that. And it just,
yeah.
I don't know, man. Niggas writing their rhymes 2 hours before the event? I don't know, man.
Can't do that. Can't do that.
Niggas writing on the plane, damn and shit. I don't know, man.
Damn.
You got to understand Arsenal, DNA of the worlds. When you come in the King of the Dot and battling one of their cats, they're trying to murk you because you guys are allegedly the top dogs in battle rap. So motherfuckers like Illmac and those brothers, they want to murk y'all motherfuckers. Bishop Brigante, they want to put, you know what I'm saying, they want to put a bullet in you, my dudes. Like, straight up. You know what I mean? You can't go there lallygagging thinking that, oh, he ain't going to spit nothing. Nah. The motherfuckers is making sure when you come in, they're not going to get your L on their platform and shit. You know, on their court. And Tycoon Tax, yeah. I wasn't feeling you either, my dude. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't be feeling Tycoon Tax. Please, thank you.
Blackout, wrapped up, King of the Dot, OVO. Shout out Drake. Yeah, man.
Well, shout out Drizzy, man.
Mook and Drake didn't happen, but, you know, Drake.
That wasn't going to happen. We know that.
He said the press conference, he said he's not sure if Mook even deserves to battle him. So, there you go. That's just going to add more to the fire.
Yeah, that was an uppercut.
That
Drizzy.
Was an uppercut.
Yeah, front.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Because Mook is usually the one doing that to people and shit. So Drake got the upper hand where I can treat you like you're my son. No way. Even though that's your world, but my name's Drake. You know what I mean?
Really, really, really quick, Dre. I wanted to speak on this last battle. You know, we'll cover the major battles. Hollahan versus T-Rex. You called it, by the way. Shout out the Prophet according to Drake. The Prophet according to Drake. And Hollahan versus T-Rex happened. What did you think, man?
I didn't watch that, Timbo. I didn't get to watch that. I had to keep it to I didn't watch that, bro. I just came in the crib, and then I watched.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't watch that battle, bro.
We got to go back.
Yeah, I stepped away from the screen for a little bit. I did see Ilmac and them, but I didn't see Rex and Hollahan, though. I heard niggas saying Hollahan won. I heard niggas saying Rex did his thing, but the rounds were short. That's what I'm hearing through the
show. Yeah, they were short rounds, and crazy. Blackout done, and man, you know what I'm saying? It's in the books. Faloo, King of the Dot, Organic, Drake, making it happen, man. Y'all know what the fuck it is. Now, I want to speak really quick on a topic that that we just actually heard about. As we know, Pat Say won is and still holds the crown for King of the Dot chain, beat Jerome. Now he reported that he is on for Total Slaughter 2 later this year. What do you think
about
that?
That's big. You know what I mean? I think he deserves that.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what he holds on his city and shit. You know, he holds on Canada and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's a good look for Pat today. I got no problem with that. No problem with that at all.
Are you glad? Because it's going to bring him to the States, Drake. We know he's battling Calico in Boston.
Right.
He's battling Cal in Boston. But this is going to put him in the States. He's going to be in New York.
Right. And hey, listen, I've been screaming that for years and shit. Pat today, we need to get you out your comfort zone. That's just how I attach your name. Pat today, get out your comfort zone. I should put that on the shirt, Timbo. I don't know. But it's good to see Pat Stay battle American Storm and shit. You know what I mean? I like to see what he does in the crib and does live if he makes it to the tournament type shit. Maybe makes it to the shit. You know what I mean? So I'm cool with it, man. I'm good with that.
I'm glad.
I got no problem with Pat Stay.
I think it's something that's needed. And not only that, like you said, he represents all of Canada. It's not like these battle rappers that are in it now. They're representing, you know, their hometown. This guy is representing an actual, like, the country. He's going to be representing Canada in it.
That crowd will like Pat Stay. Because with that crowd,
I think
it's
so
not
too.
All battle rap fans and shit. They're going to fuck with him because of jokes and certain shit that he incorporates in his rhymes. That bully shit, that aggression. You know what I mean? He says a lot of funny shit. So I think the crowd, I think Pat Stay can probably adapt to that crowd if he makes it that far in the tournament. You know what I mean?
I think it would be perfect for him. You know what? I think the aggression is there. I just hope that he's as confident as he has in Canada on that stage in the States. I hope he keeps that.
Here's the thing.
Because I think that'll be
perfect. The good thing for him is he's battling Calico in Boston. So he can get that out of the system out early.
His feet will be wet. Exactly. He'll get the feel for it. He'll get the feel for that crowd. And he'll understand it. I think that's perfect for him. And I think it's a dope move. I think, you know, having him on Total Slaughter would be important. I really do. I mean, who else, man? You know, I think it's rightfully deserved for him to be on Total Slaughter. You know what I mean? It's a champ of Canada. This is his third time, Dre. It's his third time defending the crown, defending the title. And, I mean, he beat Diz, he beat Daylight, and he beat Sharon. Who else is next? By the way, a lot of people are saying Big K should go against Pat for the chain. I'm not opposed
yo,
to that.
Yo, I'm
not opposed to that.
That. Yo, sign me up for Big K and Pat Stay. Yeah, I'm with that, bro. Yes, sir. I got zero problem with a Pat Stay and Big K battle. Zero.
Who's winning,
and
right?
And I tell you this, Pat Stay on some G shit though.
Uh oh.
I'm going Big K though. I'm going Big K. Yeah, I'm going Big K, man. I think Big K, son. That shit right there that Pat be doing niggas and shit. I think that should stop. That ain't gonna work with Big K. I'm serious, Timor. That shit's not gonna work with him, man. He's a gutter white boy, just like you, Pat. he's right.
I agree.
He's Pat, a gutter white boy like
Pat,
you. Don't get
Pat
it fucked up.
Pat,
Big K got is a G.
Pat can't do that talking to like she did Sharon. He can't do that with Big K.
No.
He can't do that.
That shit ain't gonna work, bro.
I think that'll be a goodie right there. Big K versus Pat Stay for the chain next year. Why not?
Yeah, I'm for that.
I think that would be dope right there. Big K versus Pat Stay. Shout out to Pat Stay, though, man. Winning it, retaining the title, king of the dot.
Sharon, man. I can be.
I know. I was expecting a lot more. You know what? It's like you said, nothing that Sharon said, I got that feeling for. You know what I mean? Nothing crazy moved me like that in Sharon's battle. Nothing.
He had some lines in there, bro. But
yeah, did you notice, Dre, how it was dead silent when Pat Stay was rapping, and even Sharon? That battle, you could hear a pin drop in that place.
Yeah.
You could hear a pin drop. They respect that. So, shout out to those boys, man. Mm. Shout out to Pat for winning, retaining the crown. We actually, you know, might be hinting at something with Pat, so we'll keep you guys. Just look out for the segments, man. You already know what the fuck
word.
You're
doing.
So segments that are back, man. PSA Radio. This is Timbo Dre. Check us out, man.
Whoa. We can't go out. We got a topic we got to talk about, my G.
Uh-oh. Oh,
what's
yeah.
We got
oh,
Thomas Pickens? Because this is big.
We have breaking news, actually. You guys are already aware of it. Dre is right. What was I thinking, Dre? What was I thinking? This is fresh out, and this is shocking. Dre, you sent this to me. I saw the name of the video. I didn't believe it. I couldn't lie. I didn't believe it. I didn't think it was put out, because this is not someone that I would think that would do this. Or that
word.
Would say
talk about
this,
it.
You know what I'm saying?
Talk about
very,
it.
Very,
talk about
very
it.
Surprising to me. I had to wait until I got somewhere quiet to actually watch the video, so I didn't even watch it right away because I wanted to make sure I heard everything. T-Rex was recently interviewed. Shout out to Rap Grid, by the way. Shout out to Rap Grid. Was interviewed by Rap Grid. Pretty much explaining Dre, he's not loyal to Smack because Smack has shown that he has not been loyal through the years to Rex. Now, this is all things we're just hearing about, Dre. In the video, he says the biggest thing was he battled Calico, and he said a line in there, which he did not say what the line was on camera, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
He didn't say the actual line, but he said he opened with the line, and Smack had Twist cut it out. No line to open with. And he was like, well, that's not loyal. That's not loyal, so what am I going to do? Why am I going to be loyal? So, Dre, it seemed like he was giving advice to these young dudes to not be loyal like that, you know? Keep your options open. And battle other places. What did you take from it?
My G, when I seen this shit, I was just like you. I was like, whoa. You know what I mean? Of all people, you know what I'm saying? We've seen Charlie Clips hash out his discrepancies, what's going on with URL a couple years ago. You know what I mean? And you know what's funny, though? Niggas be going on camera and be smiling and be saying, oh, I be getting my money up front. Niggas don't play with me. I get the most money. But then come to find out 30 videos later, they get in camera and they talking a whole different story, Timbo, a whole different story. Here's what it is, my G. He sets it off and said there's no loyalty in battle rap. He says not to be loyal to leagues. And, Rex, I can understand that, especially with the bad businesses that's going on here in battle rap. But that's the thing. Battle rappers and league owners, Battle rap is a business now. Business. This is not.
Back.
This is like, you know what I mean, Timbo? Like, and this is how you got to treat it, like a business. I'm not going to say niggas is loyal to each other and stuff like that, but it's a business. Once you fucking cutting checks and shit like that, it's turned into a business. So the loyalty aspect of it, I see where you're going, Rex. And then he says, Rex said he was loyal to URL his whole career. But Timbo, let me ask you a question. You were loyal to URL your whole career, Rex. Didn't you battle the other leagues, my nigga?
Yeah.
You battled Aquas on Grind Time. And yes, I know you said you had to put the URL stamp on there, but you still went over there to get their money. I'm not mad at that. But I'm just saying, Rex, and I'm not getting at you, my G. I fucked with you, Rex. You a legend. But I got to call it like it is. I'm not taking sides at all.
Facts.
But you also battled Young Ill. What league was that, Timbo, in the one round in the loo?
Oh, when man. He battled, yeah, that was Battle America. Battle America, that's right.
Thank you very yep. much. He battled G Soldier.
Some Colorado, right?
Yeah. You get what I'm saying? So... To yeah. me, it's like, bruh, I mean, you battle DNA on Time is Money. So the loyalty aspect, you're making it sound like you're just only URL, but you battle other leagues, my G. That's all I'm saying right there. You know what I'm saying? He says he has no loyalty on his end for Smack. He said he saw a
Drink.
DVD. Yeah, Timbo.
Was there something, do you think, that happened recently that was just that put it over the edge that we
yes.
don't know about?
Yes.
I'm
no, what we know about.
What
we do it. No. Timbo, he says that they're live on the screen, my G. I have to put my antennas up. You know what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen? This is about the Charlie Clips battle.
Clips battle.
This is
yep.
about... He said it himself. If you my man,
that's right.
Why would you put that battle on? He said it. He's,
yeah.
Rex said he saw a DVD, I guess, Smack, you know, and Rex acknowledged that was his worst performance. He
yep.
said he wouldn't put out niggas that he fuck with out to the public. You know what I'm saying? I guess he's trying to say that,
yep.
Smack, you my man, so how you going to put my battle out there with Charlie Clips? But Rex, my nigga, this is battle rap. Everything goes on YouTube, my nigga. You know that. And to be fair, Rex, what about Charlie Clips? It's not fair to Charlie Clips because... Unfortunately, I know the situation with your nephew. You still came to battle, my nigga. That's not fair to Clips. We want to see that shit, my nigga. And this
yep.
is what I'm talking about. He's talking about the niggas in jail. They don't care about what's going on. He just see Rex losing. Well, Rex, no disrespect, my nigga. Niggas that's locked up in jail ain't really... I mean, they watch the battles probably, but do they really give a fuck what's going on? They got worse shit going on. You know what I'm saying? They got their kids at home they can't see. So... To me, harping on what the jail niggas going to think, I didn't get that too tough. You know what I mean? I really didn't. You know, he said him, Lux, and Mook made Smack. That is true. That is very true. But it goes hand in hand, Rex. You know what I'm saying? You need a platform to rap on, my nigga. Yes, Smack, you hooks, you make Smack what he is today. You, Lux, and Mook, no doubt. You guys are first team Hall of Fame ballots. But, Simbo, am I wrong? Doesn't Smack play a part in this shit, too? Isn't it 50-50 across the board?
Exactly. It's hand-in-hand for sure. Smack gave you the platform, yes, but, you know, just as you were loyal to Smack, I feel like he was loyal to them as well, to be honest.
Facts.
I think Smack was loyal to them, that he booked them and continued to, you know. It was a business, like you said. So, you know, both play a role. Both play a role in that business. It's crazy.
He says he learned this is all business when URL dropped his battle with Clips. So hold on, Rex. You've been making money out this shit. You a veteran. You know what I'm saying? You was on here before URL, my nigga. And it took a Charlie Clips battle for you to recognize this was business. And now as an elder statement for battle rap, now you want to tell the young boys don't be loyal? Well, here's the question. Tay Rock is in your crew in Dotmar. Is that what you're telling Tay Rock now? You get what I'm saying, Simbo? Is that because I'm just being real?
So what happens now? Is Tay Rock not loyal to Smack anymore?
That ain't gonna happen. there's money involved. Nigga, Rex ain't paying his bills, my nigga. No disrespect. Rex ain't paying his... No, let's keep it real. Rex ain't paying his bills, my nigga. You feel me? Smack is giving you the platform, my nigga. This is business now. Now you want to talk business? Does T-Rock want to fuck up his business? I win for no man, not for no business. We crew, but because you and a man got discrepancies, that ain't got nothing to do with me, my nigga. You my mans and all, but I can't stop my paper. You asking me to stop paper? Because I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying Rex is doing it. I'm just saying, I'm just throwing it out there for conversation. You get what I'm saying? Since Rex is saying, I'm telling this to young boys. You know what I'm saying? He said he never needs URL or King of the Dot ever again. That's true. If Rex decides to retire tomorrow, Timbo, he goes on as a legend. Facts.
Facts.
And he said he'll go to small leagues. Come on, my nigga. You really going to go to small leagues, my nigga? Come on, Rex. I mean, I know you're going to syndicate Cartel battle Danny Myers. I can't wait for that battle and shit. But Rex says he wants an explanation from Beasley on why they dropped the battle with him in clips. This is what this is all about, Timbo. So when you ask the question, what is this about? This is about the Charlie Clips battle. I don't think, my nigga, think about it. Rex is a legend. He ain't never got no scrutiny like this, my nigga. He ain't never lose like this, bro. Body bag, T-Rex in a body bag, Timbo. My nigga, we had a show. It was body bag of the year, basically. You know what I mean? He's not expecting motherfuckers to get at him like that, bro.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what's crazy? I felt like he was kind of giving advice to the young boys. I want to know how the rest of Dot Mob feels, first of all. I want to hear from Mook personally also, as much as I do Rex. We definitely have to speak to Rex. But I want to hear from Mook as well.
You know what niggas going to say, man? Oh, niggas is brothers, yada, yada, yada. Rex is probably in his feelings. They probably on the phone right now. They chopping it up. Rex Smack probably in his, like, damn, my nigga, you went on camera with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Rex, all this is going to be, listen, all you seen was a legend going to on screen basically saying, damn, my nigga, y'all my niggas and shit. And once again, this is harping on the Charlie Clips battle. This is what this is all about. He's talking about niggas in jail, all kind of shit, seeing him looking bad. That's what he kept stressing.
He said.
You know what I mean? He kept emphasizing that shit. Then he says he might not be on Summer Madness 5 because he doesn't know if he wants to go or not. I mean, he also thought he was on the first UL event he was on. Said he was uncomfortable because the niggas gave him two mics against Clips.
Yeah. Yep.
What
happens now,
Rex?
Dre?
What happens now? For me? I don't give a fuck about all this shit. What happens to me now, Rex? What you gonna do when you battle Danny Myers? That's all I give a fuck about right now. Is what you gonna do when you battle Danny Myers? Are you gonna bounce back? You feel me, Rex? That's all I give a fuck about, my dude. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a feeling we've seen this movie before. Niggas does all this crazy shit, talk crazy on social media, go in front of the camera, talk reckless when they could have called each other and squashed this shit. You know what I'm saying? He's blaming URL management. Niggas gonna make up and dap each other and move on from this. We've seen this happens all the time, bro. Happens all the time.
So do you think this is a case of dapping up and moving past, though? Dre, here's the thing, though. It happens all the time, but this is Rex. This is Rex, Dre. Like,
it happened with Clips.
Clips
is talking about money. Clips is talking. But hold on. Clips made it sound like he was getting jerked off paper, which to me is worse than what Rex did. He's talking about money. He's making it sound like URL didn't give you no. They was doing bad business.
You know, here's the thing, though. You know, Clips, you think. Of course you think URL, but you think Lion's Den, and he's been on King of the Dog a lot of times. When you think Rex, you think Smack URL. That's
most
it.
Definitely.
Like,
most definitely.
Two,
most definitely.
Those two go side by side. This is huge to me. This is really big because it's the last person that you think would ever speak out or say anything bad. And, you know.
But, son, Timbo, Lux did it. Lux did a song about Smack and shit. Arsenal has disrespected Smack how many times and was rhyming and got on Summer Madness 3?
Yeah.
You feel me? You feel, look, I take it back to UW on High Stakes when Lux and Hollow was on stage. Arsenal specifically said, those other niggas can't do it. Who you think he was talking about? He's talking about URL. That's what Arsenal was talking about, my G. You feel
yeah.
me? And the niggas still do business together. So this is why I say this is big, but to me it can be mended because of the person you said. Like you said, the person who you think it could happen to, who you think wouldn't do that, is going to get mended.
You know what?
Cool
All right, here's the thing.
And shit. You know what I mean? I've seen this movie before.
All right, last thing I'm going to say about it. Dre, Rex look hurt, bro. I can't lie. Rex
but who's
hurt.
He hurt at? With Timbo? Who's he mad at? So let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you the question again.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a question again. Should that battle, what about Charlie Clips? So he shouldn't, his battle, his three battles shouldn't be heard because Rex shit was bad?
Listen, I agree with what you're saying about it. I do, just because, look, Rex showed up. The battle happened. It has to be put out. It has to be. It has to be put out. The battle happened.
You think A-Verb wanted his three rounds to come out when he battled Charlie Clips? No. You think Fox won his three rounds when he battled Solcon? No.
You know what? I think there's still a lot of part of the story, though, that we don't know. But I agree with what you're saying. This battle had to come out, and I completely agree with that. Rex, like, you showed up. You were there on stage. Charlie Clips battled you. You battled him. That's it. Boom, bang, the battle happened. Everybody knows. I just think, man, it's the reason I think it's so big, though, is because it's such a big figure. I personally feel like this is bigger than when Lux sounded off about Smack. I feel like this is bigger because Rex battles more. He has many, many more battles than Loaded Lux. And many, many more battles on Smack than Loaded Lux.
Facts.
And
Facts.
you think of Rex's huge battles, you think of Smack. I mean, him and Hoffa, like crazy. You know what I'm saying?
They set it off, man.
Like, and you think of that. You think of Rex and Hoffa set it off. That's when you say it. It's just crazy to me. It's crazy. I think it's bigger than Lux.
I just got T-Rex. I wish I could holler at you, man, because the first question I'll ask you is, what about Charlie Clips? I hate to harp on that. It's not like a book record, but my nigga, okay, you didn't show up. So basically, you're saying, without saying, Charlie Clips will be penalized.
That's not fair. It's not fair. Can't do that.
At all, man.
You battled.
That's not fair at all, B.
You battled, showed up, have to happen. I agree. You were there on stage.
And
you guys battled, has to drop.
And another question. When Rex got on stage after he battled that night and walked up stage,
yeah,
and got his money and went back to Harlem, did this nigga go back home thinking that, yeah, man, I was bad. I wasn't, you know what I'm saying, my situation with my nephew. But Smack ain't going to drop this shit. I mean, did he really think that shit, Timbo? Did he really bring up thinking ahead that this battle was not coming out?
You know what? I want to know
that's
that.
Crazy.
I want to know. We got to talk to Rex. The thing I want to know is how long after that battle did he either speak to Smack and say, don't drop it, or what the conversation was like? Because I don't think it's right. It's not right, first of all, if Rex, you know, Rex on the stage, I think everything, you just kind of zone out. You just battle and you zone out. I feel.
Or Timbo, I'm going to cut you off. Or Timbo, how about doing battle then? Yes, Timbo, I know
I
he got flame
was,
and fans would have got mad. I get
got,
it. I get that part.
He would have gotten killed. He would have gotten killed. He would have gotten flame crazy. But I want to know how long after the battle did he talk to Smack? Because it would be one thing if he talked to Smack that second he stepped off the stage, or even before he went on, you know? But it would be another thing if he only talked to Smack when he started hearing, oh, shit, like, you lost 3-0, this and that, don't have it come out, this and that, and, you know, if people were in his ear. That is a different story for me. That would be totally different if that's when he started talking smack. But you're right. None of it justifies it. I feel like the battle came out, that's it.
Yeah, Rex,
that's
you're
it. Had to come out. It's crazy. We got to get the story from Rex, though. Rex,
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, something.
You already, man. So that's crazy. So, yes, for people that didn't see it, didn't know, Rex is on camera saying he is not loyal to Smack and going down the list and the things that Smack, he feels Smack has done to show Smack's disloyalty towards him. So it's something crazy. Like I said, when Dre sent it to me, I was shocked, bro. I can't lie. I was shocked. I didn't think that this would be said. So it's crazy.
Yeah, but I expect cats to make up, though, man. You know what I mean?
Dre, from this, though, this man.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You know why I think this is crazy? Because when Clips talked about it, he never said the word loyalty. He never said anything like that. Rex is saying he's not loyal to Smack because they are not loyal to him. I think that is,
yeah, man, but
that
Timbo,
is much more important.
This man alleged, he kind of tried to make it sound like he wasn't getting bread. Like, when you say niggas are not, they fucking with your money, nobody likes their money being fucked with, bro. Nobody.
It's crazy. We gotta get the story from Rex, man. We don't hit up Rex. We gotta hit up Rex again. Let's get it, man.
Word.
Crazy. Smack Rex, the loyalty is not there according to Rex, man. We had to talk about it, kind of break it down and just give our thoughts.
Right.
Because we want to see what's gonna happen. I wanna see what's gonna happen. And I wanna know what was said also behind the scenes. As also you do, I'm sure. We gotta hear everything
of
else
course.
That has happened, so we got to go to the man himself, so we got to get the full story, you know, it's only one thing that we can talk about when it's said from Rex, so crazy, but nonetheless, Dre, when I got that video from you, I didn't believe it. I was like,
yeah, that shit was crazy, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That's like what, Sharon saying he's not loyal to King of the Down, you know, you think of one,
yeah.
And it's synonymous with the other, it's crazy. So, man, we broke it down. Smack and Rex, the saga is now there, and we'll see what happens, man. You already know what the fuck it is. Them segment boys, right, Dre? Segment boys?
You ready? Yes, sir.
Heavy right now. PSA Radio. Dre, take us out, bro.
Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio, my bro Timbo, man. How about your boys, man?
Yes, sir. We out.